Let's go to New York and bring in Alex Pavlovich. He covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Alex, how are you?
I'm good. I'm in New York, so I'm pretty happy.
I know. You know, do you walk around like looking up at the tall buildings and kind of going, oh, my God?
No, I walk around looking down at my phone to see if the Giants made another move.
Okay. All right.
Every 8 minutes now.
Well, Belt is in the lineup today. Does that surprise you at all?
No, I talked to Brandon yesterday, and he really wanted to play. He said he was 100%. He was ready to go. I think the only consideration was maybe giving him a couple days in the minors to get his timing back. But, you know, he's their best defensive first baseman. He's a powerful hitter no matter what. I mean, we saw him in San Diego. Even when he wasn't really swinging a hot bat, he was still able to hit a home run that helped him win a game. So I think he's their best option out there, even if it does take him a week or so to get going again.
You know, it seems to me Pagan looks like he's on his way back. Do you have any update on that? I would think Tuesday in Milwaukee. Is that reasonable?
That's the target date, I think. That's the optimistic date, but you never know with Angel. So I think we'll wait and see how he does. Everything's going well so far. He should be headed to Fresno right now, unless something happened last night. So I think they're optimistic, but they're going to be careful because they saw what happened last year.
Well, once you get him back, and again, I was looking at the lineup that you tweeted today, Crawford then gets out of the two spot and goes back to the back of the order, along with who's ever playing second base. It's almost like deja vu all over again. We're back in the beginning of the season. Let's see how it goes. And it seemed to go well then to at least get the basic lineup back.
Yeah, you know, it's like getting two nice trade additions there in a week after the deadline. So that's kind of what they're looking at. I think they realized they weren't going to be able to do much externally, but they had two guys coming back that are key hitters in the lineup. And, you know, a lot of times those two guys might be hitting 1-2. So they wanted those guys back. They made some moves around the edges. And I think, you know, they're still right there despite everything that's happened. So it's all pretty good news for the Giants right now.
Yeah, now I always say that the trade deadline is a tremendous distraction for all of us in the business and also for the players because you're sitting back saying, are they going to help us? Are the reinforcements coming? Is the cavalry coming? Or this is it. We're just going to have to do this ourselves. And in a way, I think the general manager says, okay, you know something? We're paying you guys a lot of money. You are the guys that have to do it. I'm not doing anything other than bringing up, you know, maybe some internal players, and we hope they'll be good. But you guys are challenged. You better do it. Is there a little bit of that in Sabian?
Oh, absolutely. I think you heard him on the conference call the other day when he said, I don't know how good we are. So, you know, I think that was a challenge to his guys, and he knows his guys are going to see that, and he knows they're going to read what's said, and he probably has said it to them himself. So it's a situation where this is their team. It's a team that's at about $153, $155 million right now. I mean, they've spent a lot of money on this team. It's not, I know, what some fans want. I think some fans probably want them to spend another $30 million, but they've put together a team of a bunch of guys who are paid well to produce, and they weren't going to go out there and add two or three huge pieces. That just wasn't realistic. I think, you know, the challenge is on them now, and this is the team they put together. They're all going to be healthy within a week or so, and there's no reason why they shouldn't make the postseason.
All right. Well, we're going to quote you on that one, Raph. We're going to quote Alex on that one. No reason why they shouldn't make the post. I like that. This is very good. This is.
If they stay healthy, I mean.
Look, I'm with you.
National League.
Yeah. You know, as I look at it, you know, Dodgers are a strong team, and, you know, that's going to be a good race. But you look at Pittsburgh and St. Louis, Milwaukee's in the middle of that, Cincinnati and Atlanta. Only two of that crowd can get in. So I think it's going to be a heck of a summer. And if you pitch, you get in. So Vogelsong last night, Alex, I swear he looked to me like he was the playoffs again of 2012. He just had that look again and the command again. And I want to tell you, I think he's getting stronger, not only in each game, but I think he's getting stronger as the season goes on.
Well, that's one thing with Ryan that his role has done. If you look back at 2012, his velocity built month to month up until October when he was obviously as good as he's ever been. So he's always done that. It's something that for him is kind of been a trend. And yeah, he's trending upwards right now. I think last night was a good sign. It was a quick game. It was the quickest game ever at Citi Field. It's been here 6 years and, you know, 2 hours and 6 minutes. I mean, that's pretty impressive. And it looked to me, it's hard to tell with him because it's always glaring and obviously, you know, crushing that gum. But it looked to me afterwards when we were talking to him that he had a lot of fun yesterday. And he just enjoyed being able to go out and pitch like that and not having to worry about mechanics, not having to worry about health. He had everything working, and it looked like he was having fun.
Yeah, I think he was having fun. It looked like a different haircut, too. I never saw him with his cap off, but from what I could see in the sides, it looked like they did he have a different haircut?
Yeah, he got it cut last week, and he's been taking some ribbing in the clubhouse. It's not shaved. It's just cut really close on the sides.
Okay.
And as he told me a few days ago, that was not on purpose. It was an accident. It was not his fault.
Okay.
But, you know, everybody's had a rough haircut or two here and there. But I know some guys in the clubhouse have been giving him a hard time.
All right, good. That's what I saw on TV, so I'm glad you confirmed that. Matt Duffy came up last night. And, again, to watch the game on TV and listen to the, you know, the radio, and I'll do the same thing today. It seems like every other game, the focus is on the stands with the parents and the cameras. And here we go again. Duffy, I'm sure Jared Parker's family is there. If he gets in, we'll see the same thing. What do you think of Matt Duffy?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you look at the transaction wire from the last 2 weeks. It's incredible, and we're going to have another one today. It's just, you know, guys coming up, guys going down. But I thought Matt, to me, and we've talked about this, I mean, it's a cliche thing to say a guy's a gamer, but I just thought he was. You know, he was playing really hard. He didn't look overwhelmed by the moment at all. I think he has a simple swing, one that will work at the big league level. And I thought he had pretty good at bats last night. And really, to me, he was just competitive. And that's something that a lot of the guys who have come up here haven't been. I mean, there have been guys who just look overwhelmed. And I don't think he did. I don't know what you know, the prognosis is for him long term. I don't know how this turns out. But I think if you look at the way he's gone through the minors the last year, and if you talk to scouts about him, I mean, they all kind of say the same thing. He's a tough kid. He's a guy who's a good hitter, you know, not a real power guy, but obviously anybody who hits 332 and in the Eastern League, that's pretty impressive. So, I've been impressed by him this year in the minors and yesterday, even though he just had the one hit. I thought he looked like he belonged.
Wow, very good. Boy, Alex Pavlovich joining us from New York. What's the weather like today?
It is overcast and not raining yet, but it looks like it might, so...
Yeah, I've been there. I'll tell you this. I've been there in August, and you could feel the heat coming off the sidewalk. It's been so hot. Is the temperature up?
No, it's 73, which is
wow.
That's not bad at all. So, yeah, no, that part of it is nice. I think everybody here would like to avoid rain, but I guess we got lucky last night with a two-hour game. So.
Yeah, don't even say rain.
Rain.
Please don't even think that. That's my. My kryptonite, one of those rain delays. Actually, you know, the last time I did the seven-hour show was against the Mets. That's right. Remember that Sunday they got rained out. And we had the doubleheader, I think, on Monday. Yeah, don't even think that. That can't
I remember that.
Believe me, 8:30 to 3:30. I remember that quite well. Hey, you've got quite a matchup tonight, and not many people know about Jacob deGrom, but I've been talking about him this afternoon. This is a very, very tough right-hander now. For a young man, only his 15th big league start. You know much about him?
No, I mean, we haven't seen him before, but he's a really good player. And obviously, you know, he's hitting eighth tonight, and that's not really an accident. I mean, this is a guy who can hit. He's right there in Baumgartner's class. So
really? He's hitting
eighth?
He's an
impressive player, and yeah, he's up there in the lineup. So it's, you know, he's impressive. They haven't seen him yet, but I know the coaches will. I've been impressed by what they've seen, and really this whole weekend they'll see pretty good pitching.
Wow, amazing. All right, I didn't know that. I'm going to have to get the Met lineup and see. Who's hitting ninth if he's hitting eighth?
Eric Young Jr.
All right, so, well, that's very interesting. Hey, but the mood around the club, once this trade deadline is over, do you sense anything different about him, just the general mood around the San Francisco Giants?
No, I think this was, you know, I've had three of these now, and it was interesting because it wasn't a year where you thought they were going to make a huge move like they did 2 years ago, and it wasn't like last year where, you know, the day before the deadline last year was really tense, and I know there were guys, Hunter Pence,
right.
Javier Lopez, Tim Lincecum, being worried about being traded. I think everybody probably remembers Pence when the deadline passed last year coming into the clubhouse with a fans raise just because he was happy he was still there, so... It was obviously a lot different last year. I think this year they knew that if anything happened, it would be a guy or two and not a huge name. So this wasn't a shakeup. I don't think much has changed. If you look around Oakland or St. Louis, clubhouses like that where obviously a lot has changed. But here it's pretty much the same way it was 2 years ago.
One last thought for you. I know the bullpen numbers are just off the charts here since the All-Star break. You see them pitch, and you've seen them pitch all year. Gutierrez and Machi. Gutierrez and Machi back to where they were earlier. Gutierrez getting some strikeouts, Machi keeping the ball down.
Yeah, Yeah, I think, you know, we can look back now and say that what happened before the break was probably some guys tiring down a little bit and or wearing down, and guys who were not used to the roles they were put in. And Machi, certainly, I mean, was the guy who was being thrown out there quite a bit the first couple months and played winter ball, too. So they were worried about him going back to spring training, about his workload, and kind of ended up happening there in the first half. But Bochy was better with those guys at the end of the first half. He gave some guys a break here and there. And also, he, you know, they had the All-Star break. They had 4 days to refresh. So it looks like some of those guys kind of have their arms back here.
Jared Parker, I don't know if we'll see him as a pinch hitter today, but how does he fit into this? Can he possibly go back with Belt coming on, or Ishikawa? Who do you see going off the team?
He fits in right between Brandon Crawford and Tim Lincecum and Michael Morse and Angel Pagan and the hair guys on this team. He certainly fits in there. As far as the hitter, I think he's probably just a bench bat. Somebody who can play all three outfield positions, somebody who has a little bit of power. But I don't know that we'll see him get a start before they have to make some moves here and send him down.
What's your prediction today? What's your prediction today?
For the move?
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I would say Ishikawa, but that's just a guess. I don't know if anything's happened in the last 15 minutes or so, but that would just be a guess just because, you know, they don't need a first baseman anymore with Belt and Michael Morse and Buster Posey. So, but that's just a guess. I mean, they're going to announce it after batting practice.
Well, it's funny you say that because I interviewed Ishikawa the other day, and I said to Raf, let's get this interview on early because just in case. I said, it was the first one we played today. I wanted to make sure we got it on early.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad. I don't know if he's still here. I don't know what the case is. And I don't know what the roster move is. But it's one of those weird things where when guys get added, sometimes it takes a few days before you can go say hi to them or introduce yourself again. And I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet just because of everything else that's gone on. And I know Henry Schulman never had a chance to talk to Dan Ugla. And before he knew it, Dan was gone. So it's a weird thing this time of year.
All right. Alex, thanks so much. If we can get you on early tomorrow, we'd love to have you on. And it's DeGrom and Peavy tonight, so I think you're going to see a heck of a game. And I hope it's over early and you got a good dinner tonight.
Oh, I always do, too. Thanks, Marty.
All right, thanks. Alex Pavlovich, Bay Area Newspaper Group.